Welcome to Easel Talk, the podcast for easelinsight.com, with your hosts, Phil Stark and Gabor Svagrik. This podcast is created for artists by artists. To follow along with today's discussion, remember to download the show notes at easelinsight.com/blog. And now let's get started with today's episode.
Welcome to Easel Talk. My name is Gabor Svagrik.
And I'm Phil Stark.
Welcome to our episode about equipment for outdoor painting.
Yes.
It's always a topic that we get a lot of questions asked in class, and especially the outdoor classes that we teach.
And you should be painting outdoors just before we get into the supplies. Yeah. Should be painting outside.
Yeah.
Even if you don't like it,
Do
it at least occasionally, because it really does help.
It's kind of like a carrot soup. If you don't like carrots, carrots are really good for you. You still got to just eat.
That's right.
Just eat the carrot soup because it's good for you.
Eat your vitamins.
Eat your vitamins. Outdoor painting, we sometimes sound like some of you might think, okay, they're talking about outdoor, you have to go outside and paint. I know. But truly it is the only way that we know of, unless you guys know it another way, to improve, to have a big jump in your
makes a big difference. Even if they never turn out, even if all your outdoor paintings really stink, you're still learning quite a bit. So
Phil is so inspirational. But no, it's Phil is 100% right. It's and they will get better. I mean, if you go outside, it just will get better. And that's what we're covering. Not sure when you're listening to this podcast. Outdoor painting is not meant for summer. it's an all-year thing, even though it's cold sometimes and snowy. So
that's right.
It's not a seasonal sport.
In fact, we have a few members in EI that live around the Arctic Circle.
Yeah.
So they're.
That's right. They're the tough bunch there. And I'll start with, I guess we can start with the easels, but I think just getting a bag, a proper bag for your stuff is always, I see people just carrying all sorts of things and just having a good bag to put your stuff. My suggestion, if you're getting a Bouchard box, which are the ones, and we'll talk about that, it's a smaller outdoor easel that folds up like a clam, take it to wherever you want to buy your bag, an outdoor store place, after you purchased your easel. And literally take it with you that day and see how it fits in there. Because if you think it's going to fit in there, you'll be back and forth to the store.
That's right.
Yeah, like, it didn't fit. Like, I'm back again switching it. So take your easel, your outdoor easel with, and put it inside a bag right there in the store.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of pieces involved. So you have to have a bag. You have to hold all of it.
Pockets and what have you. What are you looking for? I like to have pockets on it. Exterior pockets too, because I like to put my water in there.
Yeah.
Or my tripod might be on the outside pocket. They usually have side pockets on the side, right on the side, like a little net. Looks like a little cup holder on each side. And it's a good place to put your...
Now, do you find the art ones? I mean, some are made by art companies. Are they any better than a good camping backpack?
Yeah, I think just good old backpack. You know, depending on the size of your box, your push-out box. But generally, again, the whole name of the game is weight, too, when you're painting outside.
Yeah.
And that 20-pound-ish, 15 to 20-pound mark, where you should be, shouldn't go past that, really, because you're going to be, your back is not going to be happy if you're going to start carrying that.
Right.
More than that.
Yeah, the more I go out now, the more I'm paring down.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of break it down to two things. If I know I'm going to pull up in the car, get out and walk 5 feet, I might bring more stuff.
Yeah.
Bigger easel. But if I'm going to be hiking for a while, check out an area, I'm going to pare down to, most cases, 4 tubes of paint, 3 colors plus white. I usually have a thumb box, which we'll talk about here, and we'll have an image of it on the PDF stuff.
Yeah, the show notes.
Show notes. Thumb box that's very small. Everything fits in. I cut off the brushes to fit into the thumb box. And everything fits in one smaller bag.
Yeah. I see people carrying like multiple bags. You should only have one backpack. That's it.
Especially if you're hiking.
Yeah, your hands should be free.
Mainly for me, because it just wears me out, and I just don't feel like doing it the next time.
Yes.
But if I can get it down to where it's easy, and easy is important, then I'm willing to jump up and do it without going.
Yeah, when you're looking at like 3-4 stuff you got to carry and it's in your studio, it's like, I don't want to go outside
because
it's just too much stuff. Yeah. So you want to definitely pare it down. Tripods. Gosh, there's so many choices of tripods nowadays. I like the carbon fiber ones. They're a little more expensive. You can get cheaper ones now that they have sort of cracked the price on carbon fibers now, because I think they're just being manufactured at different more places.
Yeah.
I have a light carbon tripod, and I have a ball head. So the ball head, meaning don't buy a tripod that's all in one kind of thing. Kind of the head is bolted on there. Buy it separately. It's more versatile. You can get better. It's the head is just sort of a separate unit, and you want to have a ball head, meaning that if you're on uneven ground with your box, with your tripod, you can level it out.
You can adjust the adjust it a bit more.
That's why.
Well, let's go ahead and say what we use. What brands are you using easel wise?
Oh, I started, and it's still a good easel. The one that's the open box SEM is still a good one. But I'm using the Alla Prima Pochade. Again, we'll have links to this, the Alla Prima Pochade, and also been using the Strata box. It's a metal, very sturdy box. They come in like three sizes. Usually these pochades come in multiple, usually 2 to 3 different sizes, usually like 6x8, 8x10, and maybe 11, 14-ish, something like that. And you can always put bigger panels on it. But those are the three boxes. Generally, I've been using the Alla Prima and the Strata these days. So what about you?
Yeah. Well, I always used early on the Julian French easel, the old standard wooden French easel that unfold. I mean, it held everything, weighed, 500 pounds.
Yeah.
But I used that for a long time, then went to the, what's the Jim Wilcox?
We'll remember it in 1 second.
We'll remember it
It's basically a modern version. It's a modern version on the French easel. It's made out of, I think it's aluminum.
Yeah.
It's aluminum made.
It weighs 9 pounds, light, unfolds real easy. I'll tell you what it was if I could remember it.
Three legs. It's got
three legs.
It's got three legs.
Well,
if Jim Wilcox is remembering it, come on, guys.
I'll think of it in a minute.
Yeah.
And then I got one recently.
Soltec.
Soltec. Yeah, the Soltec.
Soltec. Jim Wilcox. And we'll have this in the show notes. Very good
easel. Pretty expensive, though. The other one was N Plein Air Pro, which is a tripod-based and very easy to put together and very lightweight, lighter than the one by Jim Wilcox.
Oh, we're having
a real hard time with names.
We're recording this in the afternoon, so our brains are a little.
But if I have to do a lot of walking, Soltec. If I have to do a lot of walking, I've got a little thumb box my brother-in-law made, and it has a thumb hole. I can stick my thumb in there, and it holds a 8x10, 6x8. Very lightweight, and Julian makes one also. Julian easels, a little 6x8 thumb box, very inexpensive and very lightweight. I cut the brushes off to fit in, hold maybe 4 tubes of paint, and I can walk, or I can even be outside, like at a farmer's market, and stand in the corner, and no one notices I'm painting. So they're real handy.
Yeah, Phil is only what, you're 6'2"? Nobody would.
Yeah,
notice
that's right.
Phil painting. the only thing I don't like, about the Soltec is that there's a gap. So my easel, imagine it like a clam opening up. So when I usually face towards the sun, so I don't have the sun on my palette. With the Soltec, there's a gap between the palette area and your painting. So the sun comes in underneath it, in between your painting. Imagine your painting and the palette you're painting on. There's a gap between, so you can put a piece of cardboard in there if you want, but if you're facing the sun, if you're facing the sun, you could come in there. This is just a personal note.
Yeah,
it's a good easel. A lot of people use the easel. It's a pretty sturdy easel. It's a new twist on the French easel.
And some people will carry a window thing for cars.
Yeah.
Those sunscreen for cars.
Yeah, Scott
and they'll just
Powers.
Put it up.
I've seen Scott Powers use that.
Yeah.
Scott.
Yeah. It's just something else you have to carry, though. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
The more you can pare down, the better. The smaller the paint thinner bottle, the smaller amount of paper towels, the smaller tubes of paint. It just makes it easier if you're going to walk a lot.
Yeah. Paint thinner holders. I myself, I'm sure it happened to Phil too. I spilled a lot of paint thinner into my bag in the past because I didn't have the proper seal on a container. And I found so far the Holbein thinner container is the one that's been holding its own, definitely. But I heard something that Holbein is going to pull them back from the market. Don't quote me on this. I heard something like that. So make sure you buy some now.
And, see, mine was the opposite. I had some of those cheaper art-related paint thinner holders that leaked.
Mm-hmm.
So I use a Heinz Relish jar. It's plastic, but has more threads on it, so the top threads down pretty deep. So, I just go to the grocery store and get a jar of Relish and dump it out.
Phil is high tech. I didn't know that he was so high tech. But the nice thing with the Holbein, there's a basket inside it.
Yeah, those are good, the Holbein.
Yeah, so you're not dipping your paint.
They're also about $50 a can, aren't they?
But they last, so. Let's not get into it, Phil, about the thinner containers. I'm right and you're wrong, Phil.
Well, speaking of thinner, though, do you worry about what thinner then you use outside since you're out in the air?
Not as much, but I don't buy a different thinner for outside. But outside, obviously, you could use, almost pretty much anything.
Yeah.
But inside, I just like the Gamsol, brand.
I prefer to take it because even when I get it in the car, you get the paper towels soaked with it. I still buy the art-related paint thinner.
Yeah, the Gamsol. Outside. Again, we'll have this in the show notes here. Basically, your panels that you're going to have, you can go really light with the Gator board. If you have stuff mounted on Gator board, it's very light. So that's one way of going with your panel if you really want to go light. You can even, more often than not, I just have some 1/8 inch thick panels that canvas is mounted on there, and I usually have just two of them in there. I mean, if I'm going to go painting outdoors, if I do two paintings, I'll be back to the car eventually for lunch or something anyways.
Right.
So I'll have the rest of them. I don't need to carry more than two panels.
And the panel holders then, wet panel holders, if you do take one, of course the lighter weight, they make the wooden ones, which are awful to hike with, obviously. So the more cardboard-related ones, who makes those?
Raymar makes those. Yeah, but just to pick on the Soltec easel a little bit further, that it doesn't, you cannot have a wet painting inside it.
No, there is something that goes with it that you can. But I never figured it out.
But
so
mine, I can put two wet in there.
That's
so
right.
So there
that's
you go.
Right.
I can put two wet paintings in mine.
Yeah.
So that's We're just having fun right now.
Well, it is really handy.
Yeah.
You don't have to mess with a wet painting. You just stick it in the
There's nothing holder. Worse than I've seen so many students just flipping paintings accidentally. They're like 10 feet from the car, and then that wham. It's like upside down.
Yeah, drops in the dirt.
Right in the dirt, and it breaks their heart, especially if it's a good painting. Small tubes of paint in your outdoor pack. Get the 37 milliliter.
Yeah.
Don't get the big 150. Milliliter, or if you want to really, really go light, like you can squeeze stuff out in the car, like before you go painting, just get out your palette, squeeze out all the major colors, and just take white and maybe blue with you, because those are the two colors. There's a few colors, which ones are the ones that you get tend to use a lot. So then you don't even have, that's just an option too.
That's true. It really does help to pare things down. But I'm outside, I usually take four brushes, a 2, 3, 4, and a 6.
Yeah.
I don't take the tiny detail brush, because if I do, I'll use it. So I just don't even take it outside.
Yeah.
So
that's a power tip. Don't take your detail brushes outside, and you won't use it.
That's right. A lot of people will use a Kleenex box, kind of lighter, smaller than a roll of paper towels. I find them too thin, but...
I like the paper towels,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, some people will cut the roll of paper towels in half, you know, bandsaw, and just take half. You know, again, smaller, little less weight.
Yeah.
So
didn't think about that one, but sunblock definitely is a big one because
you're
going to be standing outside.
Especially if you're here in the Southwest.
Especially, but
year-round.
If you're outside and the sun is doesn't have to be that sunny, and you know, we can get burned because we're not moving around, and generally we're not in a shady spot either. We're out on the sun.
Yeah.
So, and just having your, what I do with my pack is it's ready to go. It's like it's set. I don't disassemble it when I come home. The only thing I take out is a thinner to dump the thinner, but other than that, everything is in there. All my paints. Sometimes it's kind of interesting. In the studio, I might steal a paint tube from what's in my bag. I'm looking for, if I ran out of it, I go into my outdoor bag and steal it from there. But I don't do that much anymore because then I found out like I took that tube out and really need it outside.
Or you forgot.
I forgot to put it back.
Yeah. Yeah.
So generally leave your pack alone the way it is, have the panel just ready to go. So when you're ready to go outside painting, you don't have to do much. Just put fill your paint thinner container, and that's about it. That's, you know, water, and that's about it.
Yeah, if I don't have to pack everything every time, I'm more likely to go out. I'll find excuses because I just don't feel like packing. So I have a lazy problem sometimes. But if it's always ready, I usually will go out more often.
Yeah. And I have a smaller, I bought another pack. That's where I got the Strata, the small, the mini or micro, the smallest of the Strata boxes. And it's a really small box, but my whole setup is small at that point. It's even smaller than my other one, even lighter. So I can go really light, but you know, I'm forced at that point to, you know, paint only like a 6x8, but it's sort of like fishing. You can't have one fishing rod. You know, so you're going to have multiple boxes, multiple, you know, as Phil said, sometimes you buy the car. Sometimes you got to hike it in a little bit. You know, it really depends. Well, sometimes you might be just in a photo scouting mission that you don't even take, you know, your stuff with. You might have water in there, and you can have a really small pack.
And don't forget
hat.
Because of the glare outside.
Yeah.
You don't think about it, but it could really affect how you see stuff. It makes a big, big difference.
Oh yeah, and do not wear a white shirt when you're painting outside.
Bright red,
because it reflects back upon your painting.
Right.
Trust us on that. So those are just some basic things to adhere to, and I'm sure we can talk about other more things about outdoor, you know, outdoor painting. But as far as the equipment, and again, we'll have it in the show notes.
There is some new technology stuff. Like Viewfinder, an app for your phone.
Okay. Yeah.
Which you can look through it like a camera, but then it also will polarize, do some things, crop. So you can do some computer work right out there. I haven't tried it, but...
There's apps out there. We could, I guess, do maybe a tech.
Yeah.
One of the podcasts could be about technology.
What about a viewfinder in general? Do you find those helpful? The little... square viewfinders.
I've used them in the past, and the one with the gray one with the hole in it.
Yeah, and it slides, creates different shapes.
Yeah, so you can go by size of your painting. Yeah, absolutely, it helps.
Sometimes, helps speed things along a little.
Yeah, it's sort of an aid, and I don't use it as much anymore, but I did use it. I have used it in the past. You can even cut out a slide if you still have slides laying around, and
cut
the slide out, and that's a nice, maybe it's a 9x12-ish. I don't know what would it be the dimension of that, but when you look through that, but it kind of frames things up for you. So yeah, have one of those definitely in your pack. We talked about brushes, but cutting down the brush handle, that sometimes needs to happen in order to fit it into your pack. I went to the post office and I got a round tube.
Oh yeah.
A paper tube.
I've used those too.
Yeah. So it's in one, it's inside one little area. In my pack, it's not all over. The brushes are not all over, so the bristles will not get crushed. So, but I don't really take any mediums outside. I mean, maybe liquid would be the only thing if I want to try it, but
yeah, yeah,
fairly simple stuff, and you know, don't complicate things, keep it simple, and you'll be going out more often if you have a nice, simple, somewhat light equipment.
And the more you practice it, the more you get used to what to take and set up and take down. And
yeah,
first time is always, you know, first few times are always kind of a disaster, but wait till it becomes a little bit more routine and you get more out of it.
Yeah, you will definitely enjoy it. So thank you again for joining us in this episode. We hope that we gave you more insight into the outdoor painting equipment side of things.
Yeah, so make sure you get out there and paint.
Get out there and paint, doesn't matter what the weather is. Just enjoy the process. Take care.
We'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to another episode of Easel Talk, the podcast that takes your art to the next level. Connect with us by joining our Facebook group, Easel Insight in Depth. Subscribe to and review our podcasts on iTunes and Stitcher. Check out our website, easelinsight.com, for more episodes and information. See you next time on Easel Talk.